The Mormon Yankees, Part 1. A Long Shot by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. When Elder Condy gave up basketball to go on a mission, he didn't know if he would ever play again. Utah, USA, 1954.
"What's up, Coach?"
Delisle said.
"Come in,"
Coach Gardner said.
"Sit down."
Delisle Condy walked into his coach's office and pulled up a chair. He held his red basketball jersey in his hands. It was almost time for practice.
"I hear you're going on a mission. Let me show you something."
He turned on the projector. Delisle blinked in surprise. Coach often showed films of other teams playing, but these were pictures of palm trees and beaches.
"This is Hawaii. The team's going there next year. You're going to miss it."
"I know, but I've already decided. A mission is the right thing to do."
"Suit yourself. But if you go, I don't think you'll ever play basketball again."
Delisle looked at his jersey.
"I love basketball. But some things are more important."
Good luck, then."
Coach sighed.
"Now get to practice. You're not a missionary yet."
A few months later, Elder Delisle Condy got on a ship in San Francisco, California, USA. It was 1955, and missionaries often traveled by boat back then. 3 weeks later, the ship arrived in Sydney, Australia. There, Elder Condy took an overnight train to Melbourne. Two elders were waiting for him.
"Wow, you're a tall one,"
Elder Johnson said.
"You'd have been a great Mormon Yankee."
"What's that?"
Elder Condy asked.
"More like, what was that? Missionary teams used to play in local basketball leagues. It was a way to help people get to know about the church. One of the teams was called the Yankees. But we don't do it anymore."
"That's okay. That's not why I came on a mission."
"Well, let's get to the office. It's time to meet President Bingham, our mission president."
President Bingham assigned Elder Condy to Tasmania, an island near Australia's southern coast. There weren't many Latter-day Saints there. In fact, in all of Australia, there were only about 1,200 church members. Elder Condy soon met lots of friendly Australians, but most weren't interested in discussing the gospel. What they did want to talk about was the Olympics.
"Why are so many people interested in the Olympics?"
Elder Condy asked. His companion grinned.
"The games are coming to Melbourne next year. It's a chance to put Australia on the map. Besides, lots of people are sports crazy already. I think that's why the Mormon Yankees were so popular. I wonder if they'll ever do that again."
At the same time, 200 miles away in Melbourne, two men were discussing exactly that. The coach of the Australian Olympic basketball team sat across the desk from President Bingham.
"We need your help," he said.
"I know you used to have teams called Mormon Yankees. Some of your missionaries were pretty good. With the Olympics coming, it's a long shot that Australia will win any games. We need to practice against players with talent and experience. Some friendly practice games will help people know more about your church, and they will help us get ready for the Olympics. Can you put a Mormon Yankees team together one more time?"
After the meeting, President Bingham found one of his assistants.
"Bring Elder Condy back to Melbourne. Missionaries will still be missionaries, but we're going to help Australia prepare for the Olympics. And I'll need Elder Condy to help choose a team."
To be continued.
End of Part 1 of The Mormon Yankees, A Long Shot. Read by Scott Christopher, Ben Cummins, Wes Nelson, and Casey Wayman.